very proud day for myself and my wife and the family. Yeah, I suppose I have deep roots in education. My aunt, Sister Anne McLoon, was a principal teacher in Stranorlar. I'm going back to my time in Mulladuff National School where Mrs. Boner was my first teacher. I always had a deep interest in becoming a teacher. My wife's a teacher. I have a couple of sisters teaching at home in Donegal, Eta Gallagher down in the public school, Fidor, and my sister Mary in Acres, and another sister teaching in Birmingham, Bernadette. So, yeah, very, very proud day for myself and my family, but really looking forward to the challenge of being the second in command of the INTO for the next year, and hopefully the following year, looking forward to the presidency.
And when we talk of the challenges facing teachers in the organisation, really we only have to reflect on the last 3 days of the conference, and pay equality seemed to be very high on the agenda.
Top of the agenda, Greg, our number one priority issue, and has been since the Troika entered the country 5 years ago and imposed these trenchant cuts on our newly qualified brightest and best graduates coming out of the training colleges in 2011, and then subsequent to that, the government, the new government in 2012, dramatically decreased their wages even further for no obvious reason. So we've been on a fight back in the last 5 years with reasonably good success in negotiations on the Haddington Road. But when we negotiated the Haddington Road Agreement, lots of senior teachers made further sacrifices of 10% cuts in order to try to relieve the pressure on the new entrants at that time. But there's a bit of work done, but a hell of a lot to do still, particularly for those who have graduated in and since 2012.
Of course, schooled in Donegal for the most part, where you're from, as we've mentioned, but now applying your trade in Dublin. Do you see significant differences in Donegal and Dublin in terms of teaching or difference in challenges?
Well, I suppose the biggest challenge between urban Ireland and rural Ireland is that when you have a cluster of small schools in a parish, you're not likely to have enough children to make up a single class. And in that situation, you're dealing with multi-class teaching. You have a teacher trying to deliver two or three different curricula to two or three different age groups. And that is extremely challenging at the best of times. But it's particularly challenging when you have a government, an outgoing government, who decide to deliberately target those schools and to increase the class sizes in those schools above the size of the classes in urban Ireland. And obviously, if you go above the size of the classes in urban Ireland, then you go above the size of the classes in the developed world, because Ireland has the second largest classes in the developed world to begin with. So that's a particular issue for teachers, the multi-class situation and the cuts that were imposed. But thankfully, we have negotiated quite a rollback on those cuts in the last year, and look forward in my vice presidency to further rollback in the forthcoming budget.
As it relates to small rural schools, do you lay all the blame with at the feet of the administration, or do you think perhaps we as parents want it too convenient? In other words, we want a school in every corner.
Well, so long as a school is viable, and I suppose we haven't defined viability, but if a school is at the centre of a community and if it's serving a particular ethos or serving a particular community where it has done so over many, many years, I don't see any reason why that school cannot survive. The charge made by the outgoing Minister Rory Quinn was that he would be saving money by targeting the class sizes in these schools. But to be quite honest with you, he saved very, very little money. He created huge hardship in those schools for, he probably gained 20 or 30 teaching posts nationally, but thankfully we had a rollback on those last year. It was the wrong place to target this cut, and indeed targeting education for cuts in any era is the wrong place to be targeting, because any investment in early childhood education reaps huge dividends for the future of a nation.
Finally, of course, negotiations will continue into the future, and if and when a new government is formed in the coming weeks, do you personally, or even perhaps the organisation, have a preference as to who would make up that government, i.e. who would be seen as teacher-friendly?
Well, we're not a political organisation and aren't affiliated to any political parties, but we would have deep concerns if there were to be an extreme right-wing government, because what we've experienced in the last 7 or 8 years of recession is that there has been a neoliberal agenda, which is often associated with right-wing governments. We would feel that whatever government does emerge, if any, that they will have to deliver on the promises that they made to us pre-election. And whatever colour of the party, I have to say that I was heartened by the promises that were made by the various parties pre-election. So let's hope that those parties or individuals, independent TDs, deliver for primary education in the 5 years ahead, because by 2021 it would be my vision that Ireland's education system would have moved from the 20th century where it now is into the 21st century by the end of the next decade.